Thank you. Hello, everyone. Come right this way. Kick off your shoes. I'll take your coat. So glad you could join us for another wintry edition of Adagio. Here in the middle of December, with the light fading in the north, Helios in his fiery chariot looking like he's running low on fuel up there, not showing much enthusiasm, just kind of walking on, walking off stage each day, without much to say, without the brilliant light he showed in Act Two of June, July, and August. Woo, you should hear it outside my windows just now. Here in this third act, the narrative has been taken up by the winter winds, moaning through the bare trees, whipping up the snow in the fields into swirling phantoms that spin up into the night air and race away. So come inside, light the lamps and candles, and maybe an hour of music throttled back to the pace of the resting heartbeat is in order. Say, for example, that masterpiece of music making we opened with this week entitled One Beautiful Evening by Mark O'Connor from his album Hot Swing Trio. On one of the selections, he broadens his trio into a quartet, and on another, a quintet, adding the angelic voice of Jane Monheit and the clarion trumpet of Wynton Marsalis.
A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still
thank you.
still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. They still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way. And a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty. a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear, I get misty, the moment you're near.
Everything's changed. Nothing remains the same. Everyone must change. Thank you. rains from the clouds, sunlight from the sky, hummingbirds do fly.
I remember.
Hello in there. Are you still with us? In case I need remind you, it's Adagio you're listening to with me, Drew Darling. And of course, it's December. And for many of us, that means coming inside, withdrawing somewhat from the world, and slowing down. Right about now, bears in their dens are only breathing about once every 45 seconds. Their waking rate is only around 6 to 10 breaths per minute. But imagine the depth of slumber when they only draw one drowsy, throaty breath every 45 seconds. Do the cubs ever nudge Mama Bear? Hey, you still with us? Much of the northern world is slowing down now, catching up on much-needed sleep. I do hope everyone's got a place to settle into and stay warm. A happy place, a favorite chair, near a fire would be nice. Mine is sitting on the sofa in the corner, tucked into its big rolled arm, with the light coming down over my shoulder, reading, the dog lying beside me, sleeping, chasing rabbits and barking at scary monsters in her sleep. And that's where I came across this one I thought to share with you. It's a poem called Dover Beach by the 19th century English literary critic Matthew Arnold. He was on holiday with his wife on the south coast of England, lodging just above a shingle beach, where the waves washing in and out rattle the stones up and down the beach like the sound of applause. And from this beach, when the conditions are right, you can see France lying across the English Channel. It reads, "The sea is calm tonight. The tide is full. The moon lies fair upon the straits. On the French coast, the light gleams and is gone. The cliffs of England stand shimmering and vast out in the tranquil bay. Come to the window, sweet as the night air. Only, from the long line of spray where the sea meets the moon-blanched land, listen. You hear the grating roar of pebbles, which the waves draw back and fling at their return, up the high strand, begin and cease, and then begin again, with tremulous cadence slow, and bring the eternal note of sadness in. Sophocles heard it long ago on the Aegean, and it brought to his mind the turbid ebb and flow of human misery. Oh, love, let us be true to one another. For the world that seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy, nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night."
Thank you.
And here's another one for you, said to be the oldest Irish poem to come down to us through the ages. In English, it's entitled The Mystery.
I am the wind that breathes upon the sea. I am the wave of the ocean. I am the murmur of the billows. I am the ox of the seven combats. I am the vulture upon the rocks. I am a beam of the sun. I am the fairest of plants. I am a wild boar in valor. I am a salmon in the water. I am a lake in the plain. I am a word of science. I am the point of the lance of battle. I am the god who created in the head the fire. Who is it who throws light into the meeting on the mountain? Who announces the ages of the moon? Who teaches the place where couches the sun? If not I.
Let go into the mystery. Let yourself go. You've got to open up your heart.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Trust what I say and do what you're told. Baby, land all your dirt will turn into gold. Let go and do the mystery. Let the soul go. Get everything you need. Baby, there's a way and a mystic road. You got to have some faith. Yeah, carry on. Thank you. know. You gotta dance and sing and be alive in the mystery. Now be joyous and give thanks and let yourself go. Let go into the mystery of life. Let go into the mystery. Let go into the mystery. Let yourself go. Trust what I say and do what you're told, and surely all your dirt will turn into gold.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. That's the sum total of it for this week. But give me time to think about it, and I'll have something just like this, only different, next week. If you would like to see a playlist, please visit radioadagio.com. I'm your host, Drew Darling. The program is Adagio. Deep winter blessings upon you all.
Do. love, let us be true to one another. For the world which seems to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy nor love nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night.